Hi, James. Are you all right? You look terrible.
I feel terrible. After I ate, my stomach started to hurt. I may throw up.
What did you eat for lunch?
I ate a hamburger.
Was it cooked well?
No. The meat was pretty red.
Uh-oh. You probably have food poisoning.
What can I do? Should I take some medicine?
No, there really isn't any medicine for food poisoning. You should just drink water and not eat much.
But I want to get well fast.
You'll get better in a day or two. But if you don't, you should go see a doctor.
Okay, but I should go home now. I feel terrible.
Sometimes your stomach hurts after you eat. You feel terrible. You want to throw up. You might have food poisoning. Maybe you ate a bad hamburger. Maybe it wasn't cooked well. Meat should be cooked well. Wash fruit and vegetables well, too. If you have food poisoning, you can't take medicine for it. You should just drink water and eat very little. You will feel better in a day or two. If you don't get well in that time, go and see a doctor.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and today we're talking about a topic, health.
That's right. How are you feeling today, friends? We hope you're all right. My name is Pauline. I'm looking forward to talking about this today. The title of our lesson is Food Poisoning.
Oh, food poisoning. That's terrible. Pauline, have you ever had food poisoning?
No, and I never want to. My mom had food poisoning once, and it was terrible.
Right. You throw up a lot, your stomach can really hurt. You will probably feel very weak, too. And you might have a headache or get a fever. That's no fun.
Peter, it sounds like you know a lot about food poisoning. Have you had food poisoning before?
Well, yes, I have. I've lived in different countries. You are not used to their food. They have different germs, so you can get food poisoning.
Ooh, I'm sorry you got that. Getting food poisoning may not be a fun thing to talk about, friends, but it is very useful. Learning to talk about our health is very important. This way you can go to the doctor and use English if you need.
Sure, or maybe you can help someone who speaks English to find the medicine they need. You can't help them unless you know how to talk to them and ask questions about how they feel.
Good point. Well, I think we are going to learn a lot of useful words and phrases today. So let's begin by learning today's keywords with Christina.
Hello, James. 吃完中餐之后，胃开始痛了. His stomach started to hurt. 我们的胃就是 stomach。 Tina 觉得她会不会是食物中毒了? You probably have food poisoning. 食物中毒就是复合名词 food poisoning. 用的是动名词 poisoning. James 说他中午吃了一个汉堡 hamburger. He ate a hamburger. 他说汉堡里的肉红红的，可能不是很熟. The meat was pretty red. 肉就是 meat. James 在想是不是应该吃点药? Should I take some medicine? 名词药就是 medicine. Tina 建议她不要，为什么呢？ 我们等一下听听 Tina 怎么说。
Hi, James. Are you all right? You look terrible.
I feel terrible. After I ate, my stomach started to hurt. I may throw up.
What did you eat for lunch?
I ate a hamburger.
Was it cooked well?
No, the meat was pretty red.
Uh-oh, you probably have food poisoning. Oh, wow, James really does look terrible. I hope he will be all right.
Yeah, I know, poor guy. He looks terrible and feels terrible, too. But before we talk about him, let's talk about this sentence pattern, to look some way.
Oh, sure. We use sentences like this often. For example, if I see my friend, she's wearing a dress and has makeup on, I'll say, "Hey, you look great."
Or if I walk into the room and I see Pauline smiling, I might say, "Hey, Pauline, you look happy."
Right. And we often use this phrase to begin a conversation about what is making that person look that way. Hey, Peter, you look worried now. What's going on?
Oh, well, I was just thinking about James again. I am worried about him. He looks sick.
Oh, right. Poor guy. He feels terrible. He ate and then his stomach started to hurt.
My stomach hurts.
It does. Peter, you didn't eat the same thing James did you?
Oh, no, actually, my stomach feels fine, Pauline. I just want to say that phrase, my stomach hurts, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
My stomach hurts.
My stomach hurts. 我肚子痛.
Ooh.
What's wrong?
My stomach hurts.
Maybe you ate something bad.
My stomach hurts.
Maybe you ate too much.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Maybe your belt is too tight.
Oh, my stomach feels better.
Good.
My stomach hurts.
My stomach hurts. 我肚子痛.
Friends, I hope you don't need to use this calendar phrase soon, but it is a useful one.
So why does James's stomach hurt? What did he eat for lunch?
He ate a hamburger.
Okay, but why did eating a hamburger make James's stomach hurt? Hamburgers are delicious.
Well, maybe you think so, but a hamburger is also meat. Meat is food made from an animal. Chicken, pork, and hamburgers are all types of meat. Meat can make you sick if it's not cooked well enough.
Oh, right. So was the hamburger cooked well?
No, the hamburger was still pretty red when he ate it.
Uh-oh, no wonder he doesn't feel good. He probably has food poisoning. We talked about food poisoning earlier, but maybe Christina can explain it some more for us. Christina?
Tina觉得James可能是食物中毒了。You probably have food poisoning. 中毒的动词是poison。 在这个句子里的food poisoning 是名词加动名词的复合名词。复合名词的形式很多，我们每次看到一种就会为大家讲解一下。来看今天的例子，爬山是mountain climbing. Mountain climbing is my favorite hobby. 爬山是我最喜欢的嗜好。观光就是sightseeing。 现在大部分的人已经把它并成一个字 sightseeing 使用。比如你去加拿大观光，通常通过这个海关的时候，可以跟海关的人说 "I come to Canada for sightseeing." 我是来加拿大观光的。Thanks,
Christina. Oh, Peter, I just thought of something.
What's that?
Well, do you think anyone else from the office ate hamburgers with James today?
Oh, right. If others from our office ate the same food at the same restaurant, then they might get sick too. But hopefully it's only James.
Oh, I agree. Well, friends, it's time for us to take a quick break now. Try saying some of the sentences in English with words we've learned today, and then we'll be right back to learn some more together. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Before the break, we were talking about meat. Meat is food made from animals. There are lots of different kinds of meat, so let's review the words for a couple of them.
Okay. Meat from chicken is called chicken.
Oh, thanks a lot, Peter.
You're welcome.
That one is easy, but what about cow meat?
Right. Well, that is called beef. Hamburgers are usually made with beef. And the meat from a pig is called pork.
Very nice. Now, you shouldn't eat those meats if they aren't cooked well. You don't want to get sick like poor James. Oh, speaking of, let's find out how he's doing. Here's the next conversation, friends.
What can I do? Should I take some medicine?
No, there really isn't any medicine for food poisoning. You should just drink water and not eat much.
But I want to get well fast.
You'll get better in a day or two. But if you don't, you should go see a doctor.
Okay, but I should go home now. I feel terrible.
Well, friends, we hope you never have food poisoning, but if you or a friend does get food poisoning, what can you do?
Well, honestly, there really isn't a lot you can do. Oh, except you should drink water.
Oh, yes. When you have food poisoning, you throw up and go to the bathroom a lot. So it's very important to keep putting water back into your body.
Right, so drink lots of water and don't eat much. You will probably need to wait until your stomach feels better to start eating.
That's good advice. James also asks a good question. He says, should I take some medicine?
Medicine can be very helpful when we are sick. Sometimes I take medicine to make my headaches stop. Some people take medicine to help them sleep. There are lots of different medicines.
But unfortunately, there isn't a medicine for food poisoning.
No, so should I take some medicine for food poisoning? The answer is no. But the question is very useful, so let's practice it some with Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It always makes me smile when I think of you. Well, I have something fun planned for today's Use It. If you want to ask someone if you should do something, you can use today's Use It. Let's look at a few examples. First, should I go to bed? Or here's another example. Should I eat some breakfast? You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, should I practice using it now?
I think you just did. Okay, let's get back to James. He hoped there was a medicine to help him. He wants to get well fast. But there isn't a medicine for food poisoning. He'll just have to wait.
Right. He should get better in a day or two. Christina, can you explain that phrase to us for a minute or two?
Tina 建议 James, 食物中毒的话不一定要吃药，只要多喝水，减少进食，应该一两天之后就会比较好了。You'll get better in a day or two. 句尾的 in a day or two 其实就是 in a day or 2 days, 只是后面的 days 不需要重复说，所以用 in a day or two 就可以了。它是一两天之后的意思。在生活中很好用哦，比如说你腌了泡菜，预计这一两天就可以吃了，你可以说 It will be done in a day or two. 或者你半年多以来都在忙公司里的一个大案子，这个案子应该在这一两周就可以完成了。We will finish this case in a week or two. 这个片语你也来用用看吧。
Thanks, Christina. Usually, food poisoning only lasts for a day or two. Hopefully, that is true for James. But if he doesn't feel better in a day or two, I agree with Tina, then James should go to the doctor.
Right. Well, I am glad that he's going home now. I don't think he can work like this. He needs to go lie down.
Although, I wonder how he is getting home. He shouldn't drive like that. Maybe he should ask one of our co-workers to give him a ride.
Or he might take a taxi.
Oh, sure. I always forget about taxis because I'm from a small town that doesn't have very many. But he could do that too.
Sure. I'm sure there's someone who can drive him home. I think he'll get home safely. And then he can just lie down for a while. I think we all know what it feels like to be really sick.
Yeah, poor guy. Well, thankfully, we're not sick, and it's time for us to review all those useful key words we learned today. Let's go over them together now.
Here's the first key word from today. Stomach. Stomach. I ate a lot. My stomach is full.
Food poisoning. Food poisoning. I got food poisoning from bad seafood.
Hamburger. Hamburger. John likes to eat hamburgers.
Meat. Meat. What kind of meat do you eat?
Medicine. Medicine. Take this medicine once a day. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's look back at our conversations once again.
Hi, James. Are you all right? You look terrible.
I feel terrible. After I ate, my stomach started to hurt. I may throw up.
What did you eat for lunch?
I ate a hamburger.
Was it cooked well?
No, the meat was pretty red.
Uh-oh, you probably have food poisoning.
What can I do? Should I take some medicine?
No, there really isn't any medicine for food poisoning. You should just drink water and not eat much.
But I want to get well fast.
You'll get better in a day or two. But if you don't, you should go see a doctor.
Okay, but I should go home now. I feel terrible.
Uh-oh. James, you look terrible. Are you all right?
No, my stomach hurts. I think it was something I ate.
Oh, did you eat too many bananas?
No, I had a hamburger and the meat was pretty red. I probably have food poisoning.
Oh, no. You should take some medicine.
No, medicine won't help. I'll just drink water and not eat very much.
Well, I hope you get better soon. If you don't, go see a doctor.
Okay. Thanks, Ginger. I feel terrible. I'm going home.
Oh, good idea. I always feel better when I go home. Yeah.
help us to go green. Things we use can be used again. This is what we say.
Go green.
Everyone can do their part to keep things bright and clean. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. We should do this every day. Will help us to go green. Oh, reduce, reuse, and recycle. We should do this every day. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Will help us to go green. These things will help us to go green. These things will help us to go green.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, like you said earlier, Pauline, food poisoning isn't a fun thing. But talking about it today was very useful. I'm glad we could learn some more words to use when we aren't feeling well.
I agree. Well, friends, I don't think we're going to be seeing James around here for a day or two. Hopefully he rests and gets better. But hopefully he feels better and you hopefully are feeling well as well. Well enough to come back and visit us tomorrow. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.